Now we're joined by the mayor of Niagara Falls, New York, Rob Restaino. Mayor, good morning.
Good morning, Joe. How are you?
Doing well this morning, Mayor. How is the city of Niagara Falls ready for tomorrow's eclipse?
Well, we've got our plan in place. You always have to be nimble because there's going to be a lot of people. It actually started picking up Wednesday night and all through Thursday and Friday, as well as yesterday. Crowds have been coming in, so... obviously the one thing we can't control is the weather, but there's a number of activities planned for downtown. People have been enjoying it this past Friday and Saturday. So we're looking forward to a great day.
Is this, if I was reading correctly, they're expecting the largest number of people in the falls for one day?
Yeah, this will be, we can handle long weekends and all of those things, but in this one-day period, because there will be people, we've had some folks coming in here since late Wednesday, but you know that there will be people from the region who will ride in. So on Monday, we're expecting, perhaps the single largest number of people on one day in our area.
And to prepare, you guys have a bunch of streets closed starting in just a few minutes at noon today, correct?
Yeah, what we've done is over the last month, sort of looked with the help of the Department of Transportation and some of our other partners, what are the best ways ultimately to get people in and then get them out? It's not unlike how you would handle, it's the end of a Bills game, and how do you handle getting all those people out of the parking lot? So we just want to make sure that we do it as safely with as much direction as we can. So we've got a plan. With these closures, we should be able to move people a little bit easier.
Now, these roads that I'm going to read off closed today at noon. That's 1st Street at Rainbow Boulevard Roundabout, 2nd Street at Rainbow Boulevard. By the way, 1st Street to Rainbow Boulevard Roundabout to Niagara Street, 2nd Street to Rainbow Boulevard, Falls Street at Daly Boulevard, Falls Street at 9th Street, Falls Street, the alley between 9th and 10th Streets, Falls Street at 10th Street, westbound traffic, and 10th Street at Niagara Street, local traffic only, and the median on Daly Boulevard at the Hotel Casino entrance. They close at noon today, Mayor. When will those roads reopen?
They'll reopen again late Monday evening or Tuesday, but by Tuesday morning, they'll all be open for people to move about freely as they did before noon today.
Now, as you said, there's a lot of events going on. When this eclipse starts at 2 o'clock tomorrow, where are you expecting a majority of the visitors to the falls to be?
I think a majority of the visitors are going to be in and around the entertainment district, which is bordered by John B. Daly Boulevard on the east to the river on the west, and everywhere from Niagara Street down to Rainbow Boulevard. So there's going to be, and there's open spaces there, right? So there'll be people everywhere. That's the key to this. When Nick Wallenda walked across the falls, you were either at the point where it was happening or you were in front of your television. Here, any place where you can be, where you can set up, you can see it. Now, obviously, there'll be an incredible number of people right out in the state park. And remember, the state park now has opened up all along the lower river, so you'll have people all the way up going north from where the state park central is, right? So we're expecting a lot of those wide open spaces, people to gather. So I would say it's really going to be predominantly down around in the area where the convention center is, the casino is, all of our hotels, all down in the entertainment district will be the largest number of people.
And obviously with this amount of people, the economic boom that it will bring the falls, what are you expecting after the eclipse? Most people to stay in the falls for the night to visit the local business?
Well, our hope is that with some of the entertainment that we have, Fall Street is going to have food, live entertainment, a fireworks display. So with a lot of that going on, we've got some of our hotels and our restaurants are also doing special events. So we're hoping that we can at least slow some of the people down and stay a little longer, maybe even stay for the night, so that the traffic exiting will be a little bit smoother. That's the plan again. And of course, again, like I said, you've got to be nimble about that because people are going to have their own obligations, their own needs. But we're trying to give them a reason, if they have the flexibility, to stay in a little longer.
Now, are we expecting major backups at the Rainbow Bridge as well today through Tuesday?
Yeah, while the Bridge Commission has put in place more workers than what normally may be there, you can still anticipate just from volume that it's going to be slower.
And what about police presence? Is there going to be a ramped up police presence for the eclipse tomorrow with all the people in town?
We have been fortunate to have everything from federal help, our state police, state park police, county sheriff, because as I said, this is an event that happens citywide. So our city police department will be downtown. We're going to have bicycle patrols. We're going to have foot patrols. But we're also getting help from the state park and the state police, as well as the county sheriff, because our police officers are going to have to span out all throughout the entire expanse of the city. You know, Hyde Park and Jane Park and all of these parks that we have wide open spaces where residents and locals might gather just to get together. We've got people who have already explained to me they're having block parties. They're going to have parties just in their backyard. So we're going to have events that are going to be organic, springing up everywhere throughout the city. And so our police department will be spread out through the city, along with providing assistance to some of our other law enforcement partners. So you'll see a lot of personnel out there, along with other personnel to get traffic instruction. So you'll see an awful lot of municipal personnel out there.
Now, are you hoping, obviously, you know, Niagara Falls, what you guys have to bring people in is the falls itself. Are you hoping an event like this will get people to remember Niagara Falls and, you know, put that back on the trip list and make regular trips back up here to Western New York?
You hit the nail on the head. I mean, the kind of publicity that we've been getting since fall of last year about this, you know, I don't even know what the price tag would be if you tried to buy it. Everything from the New York Times, National Geographic, you name it. And media outlets have been talking about the best place is Niagara Falls for quite some time. So, yes, we're hoping that the people who come enjoy their stay, and that's the key here, is that they have fun and that they're safe and that they'll want to come back.
Now, city offices, are they closed tomorrow? Is everything shutting down for the eclipse?
Other than essential services, city hall offices will be closed at noon tomorrow, giving our employees also an opportunity to get out and get home and be with the folks they want to be with for this event.
Now, obviously, that's, you know, obviously you want people to be at the events, at the parties, putting that money into the economy. But, you know, is your message as well to people who live there, hey, you can walk outside and see it. Like, it doesn't have to be the thing where we congregate and clog up every street.
Yeah, my message has been, I make it a point of going into different neighborhoods throughout the year. I connect with a family that I know, and then others come in to have a chat every couple of weeks. And my message has constantly been, look, if you want to just have a party here in your neighborhood, that's great, because all you have to do with this is have your special glasses, look up in the sky, be with your friends and family, and enjoy yourself.
Now, Mayor, where will you be taking in the eclipse tomorrow?
Well, a couple of months back, I invited the governor to come to Niagara Falls because I know, you know, when she was lieutenant governor, she loved Niagara Falls and she loved our state park. So when I invited her, I also told her, look, you're the governor. You can see it anywhere you like, but we'd love to have you here. And a few weeks ago, she indicated she was coming. So I'll be down there welcoming her and then being with her during the event.
Now, I've got to ask, you know, you said people have been coming in since Wednesday, so I'm guessing, you know, attractions like Maid of the Mist has probably been booked through tomorrow.
Yeah, you know, it's probably, if you think about it, I suspect when you talk about what's the hottest ticket, that's got to be one of the hottest tickets going. If you could get on the Maid of the Mist during totality, that's a home run.
Yeah. Oh my gosh. I would assume so. Well, Mayor, I hope everything goes well for you tomorrow. Enjoy the eclipse, and we appreciate you joining us this morning.
Thank you so much. Take care. Enjoy it.